Academic research can provide a big benefit to our health. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Fred Ledley, professor in the Department of Natural and Applied Sciences at Bentley University, explores how basic research can be an essential step in finding new medicines.
Every year, approximately 30 new medicines are approved in the United States. These medicines are developed and manufactured by pharmaceutical companies who profit from their sale. What is the contribution of academic research to this process? We recently undertook a study to find out. We began our study by identifying all of the new medicines approved in this decade. We then searched for published research describing these drugs or their biological targets. Drugs work in the body by attaching themselves to a specific target, usually proteins involved in a disease process, or sometimes proteins involved in maintaining health. These targets are typically discovered by basic research aimed at understanding fundamental aspects of biology, how we grow, how we mature, how our immune system works, or how we think. This is called basic research because it is undertaken without specific applications in mind, but it is the essential enabling step in finding medicines to treat disease or preserve health. Our study identified more than 2 million research papers related to the drugs approved in this decade. Of these, 95% described this basic research on drug targets, not research on the drugs themselves. This basic research involved hundreds of thousands of researchers over a span of more than 20 years, almost all of whom worked in academic or government institutions. So what is the contribution of academic research to new medicines? Basic academic research made a contribution to every new medicine we examined. It provided the essential foundation for drug discovery, without which there would be no pipeline of new medicines or new cures.
That was Fred Ledley of Bentley University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.